Bradford is set to boost accessibility options at the town's leisure center. During its November 19 meeting, Committee of the Whole recommended council direct staff to purchase two emergency evacuation chairs as well as purchase and install a railed chairlift in the BWG Leisure Center, to help wheelchair users access the facility when its elevator is out of order. That came in response to a report and recommendations from Terry Foran, Director of Recreation and Cultural Services, who estimated the lift would cost between $45,000 and $60,000, and the evacuation chairs would cost between $2,000 and $2,500 each. He suggested the funds should come from the town's capital expenditures reserves. Ward 1 Cowan. Sheraldine Duhaney was the first to push for the option of including the chairlift, and noted there is currently no backup for when the existing elevator is out of service, but also acknowledged another option to spend between $160,000 and $200,000 for an additional platform lift would likely be too expensive. "We want to start somewhere," she said. "We should be accessible. We should be inclusive." That was seconded by Ward 7 Cowan. Peter Dyke, who also chairs the Accessibility Advisory Committee, as well as Ward 6 Cowan. Nicholas Harper. "We're in the business of doing better for our residents," Harper said. While outvoted, both Mayor James LeDuc and Deputy Mayor Raj Sandhu preferred another option in place of the chairlift, which would have created a program for reimbursement of any resident who attends other facilities in town when the leisure center's elevator is out of order. Foran explained the cost for that program could be absorbed into the center's existing operating budget. In his report, Foran recommended installing the chairlift in a secured enclosed staircase in the change room hallway to help protect it from abuse or tampering, an issue that sometimes causes the existing elevator to stop working, but that can also happen as a result of routine maintenance. In those instances, staff would be able to unlock access to the staircase and chairlift, from which users might be able to transfer back to their own wheelchairs, or if those can't be brought up the stairs, users could transfer to a facility-owned chair. Currently, there is no accessible method for wheelchair users to access the second floor of the leisure center when the elevator is out of service, and the standard procedure to get them down in such a scenario is to call emergency services. While the evacuation chairs could help get users down in the event of a power outage, Foran explained access to the elevator and chairlift would be closed. While the typical time to repair the elevator is usually 1 to 2 days, Foran said staff spoke with 8 neighboring municipalities who sometimes see their elevators out of service for as long as 1 month, and none have backups for such disruptions. Bradford's Leisure Center has only seen its elevator out of service for that long on one occasion since opening in 2011, according to Foran, who explained those service disruptions have no impact on the town's compliance with the Accessibility for Ontarians with Disabilities Act, AODA, so long as notice of the disruption is posted. The report came in response to Council's decision at the October 1 meeting to have staff investigate additional accessibility options following a recommendation from the Accessibility Committee, which itself came in response to feedback from longtime local resident, Mario Batista. He uses a wheelchair and was stuck in the leisure center elevator in early summer, an experience he related to the committee at their SEPT 9 meeting as well as speaking before council on October 1. Before Committee of the Whole dealt with the issue, Batista again took to open forum on November 19 and spoke in favor of the stairlift option, noting that he had been anxiously waiting for council's decision as part of his continued quest to advocate for more accessibility options. "I believe this stairlift would in fact meet the needs of many accessibility users, including my own," he said. Recommendations from Committee of the Whole are considered for approval at the next regular council meeting.